You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
But right now we're going to talk to Kathy Hinners. She's a terror expert and she's the founder of Daily Roll Call. And she joins us this morning. Kathy, thank you for joining us.
Absolutely. Good morning.
Good morning. So you, I'm looking at a piece here that you've written talking about, it's headlined Muslim Terrorists Inspired or Directed. And a lot of leaders in both of our countries going sorting through the details today of what happened, what took place over the weekend. And your argument is there's not a lot to sort through. This is just Islam.
Absolutely. And I think until our politicians and basically the masses of Americans that don't want to believe this understand what Islam is, this will continue. And so I think that when we look at the difference between being inspired or directed, I guess my thought is, what difference does it make? But if you understand Islam, everything is directed. From what they call lone wolves, which I don't agree there is such a thing. I think everyone has a network that supports them. But they are all directed by the Quran, the Hadith, and certainly their classic book of Sharia law, which is called The Reliance of the Traveler. So until people understand what Islam is, I think this will continue. So people need to delve into it a little bit more.
You know, I hear a lot of other people over the weekend, a lot of other people who are referred to as terror experts on television, talking about the difference between the United States and Europe is that in the U.S., that in many cases, Muslims are better integrated into society, whereas in Europe, there's a lot more sort of disparate multiculturalism that has led to some of these attacks. What do you think when you hear those assessments?
Well, I think we have the same problem here. We just haven't necessarily seen it to this extent. I think that when you look at areas such as Hamtramck or Detroit, Michigan, or Minneapolis, where we have large populations of Muslims from different countries, they are forming enclaves or no-go zones. We have them throughout the country. We just don't identify them yet. But they don't assimilate. They don't wish to assimilate. They have Sharia law. Sharia law is their goal. The global caliphate is their goal. So, you know, they believe in keeping it within the community, and within that, you cause resentment, especially among the young people, because they're not pro-American, because they don't have our values, and so it kind of just burns and, kind of irritates their minds, if you will, while they're, not being assimilated. They don't understand our culture. And so we need to address the fact that we have this here in America as well. You know, they talk about these no-go zones. We have them here. And when you look at Muslims that are coming out, pouring out into the streets of cities like New York City, where they recently just closed down streets to pray, these are done for reasons. And this is, you know, part of this whole picture of Islam, that they want it to appear good and pious. But again, we need to look into what Islam actually is, and then we can defeat this, what we call the enemy, because we are at war.
How do we balance, though, our rights, our constitutional rights, with this ideology and this idea that they don't want to assimilate, they don't want to be Americans, and they do want to take over this, take over the unbelievers, the infidels?
Well, I'm glad to hear you say that, because so many people don't say that. But I think we have to understand that Sharia law in Islam is completely antithetical to our Constitution. Under Sharia law, they don't have the ability to even listen to music, to have the expression, the artistic expression that we have. Women's rights are not anywhere near what they should be. We have female genital mutilation that occurs. I mean, we have all these things that falls under Sharia law, which the United States Constitution does not necessarily agree with. Yes, you have the right to to, you know, believe in your own religion and certainly practice your own religion. However, what we find is that Islam, being a political system, uses the guise of religion, and this is how they're, you know, being able to do what they do in this country. But there is no comparison to the Constitution and to Sharia law, completely antithetical. And so we cannot accept two forms of law in this country. We have to abide by American laws. Muslims do not believe in following any man-made laws. The only laws they agree with or can follow are those created by Allah. So there is a huge gap here, and we need to recognize that very soon.
Law enforcement authorities often talk about the need to get buy-in from moderate Muslims in order to assist in their efforts to try and prevent what they view as extremism. Do you think that's a fool's errand?
Well, I think that the question needs to be asked to Muslims. You know, they consider themselves there is only one prophet, and the first pillar is the Shahada. There is only one God, and the messenger is Muhammad. So we have to ask them, what is the difference between the prophets of a radical Muslim or a moderate Muslim? There is no difference. But we do need to work within the community. There are Muslims that don't necessarily adhere or want to adhere to Sharia law. Those are the ones that we need to find, and those are the ones that will allow us back into the mosque. We need to surveil the mosque. We need to find out who is being radicalized and what mosques are radicalizing them. So law enforcement has a tough job, but as former law enforcement, as retired law enforcement, and a teacher, instructor to law enforcement, I can tell you that they are not allowed to learn about the doctrine of Islam. And so until we do that, motives will be very unclear and will never come out with the direct, you know, and quick motive of why this is happening. So law enforcement has their hands full right now.
These no-go areas that you say exist here in the United States, I think is shocking to some people to hear that they exist here. How can we, and why you said we don't identify them, why don't we identify them, and are we addressing this problem at all?
Not really. I think we're on a better path with this administration, but I think until we consider them, and certainly not Muslims overall, but we have to identify the radical
right
part of this. And so until people can actually understand Islam and then look at these enclaves to see what they believe in and why they are not assimilating is very, very important. When you try to go into an enclave, and we have heard this from different people that have lived up in Detroit, a Christian woman will walk into a store that is owned by a Muslim with a cross. They will not serve her because that is just what they won't do. We know that over in the UK a couple of years ago, we had an American tourist who stepped over a line into a neighborhood with a beer in his hand, was told to get rid of the beer. He said that he could drink anywhere, and he was beat. So these are things that people better understand is happening in their neighborhoods. And then we need to really start working with the members of that community. If they want to continue to be compliant, Sharia compliant, then this is something we're going to have to deal with as far as law enforcement and criminal activity. We can't allow two separate laws in this country. And this is why we need to understand and to define and identify.
Yeah, absolutely.
Maybe this is why, Theresa May says we have to have some embarrassing conversations going forward.
Yeah, we do. I still don't think she quite gets it, but I do think that more and more people in this country are getting it. Certainly this administration leans towards getting it, but it is something that we realize this isn't criminal activity that's happening. This is war. Islam is at war with the West. We are not to that point to say we are at war with Islam, but until we do, we're going to see this grow. And fortunately, we have not seen it to the large extent that the UK is, but it's only a matter of time. It really is. And the difference is we have armed citizens here. They don't.
That is a big difference. Kathy Hinners, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate your time. Kathy Hinners, Daily Roll Call founder and terror expert.
COTA just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your COTA fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with COTA. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.